when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Ziyarat al-Ashura. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة ولعن الله من مرجانه ولعن الله عمر بن سعد ولعن الله شمرا ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك. And may Allah distance from His mercy the community that laid the saddles of their horses, their reins, and took off to combat with you. In the previous episode, we thoroughly discussed the meaning of asrajat and the cases of it, wa aljamat, and we also mentioned the meaning of aljamat. We said that aljamat means that he placed the bridle of his mount in its mouth. And so the past tense means that we ask from the Almighty Allah to distance from His mercy the Ummah who placed their mounts bridles. But this verse continues, وَلَعْنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. Also, we ask the Almighty Allah to distance from His mercy the community who covered their faces with a veil. وَتَنَقَّبَتْ. This verb, تَنَقَّبَ, literally means that he placed a veil over his face. He covered his face. It comes from the word niqab, which means a veil in the Arabic language. Commenting on this verse under discussion, Allama Majlisi explains تَنَقَّبَت and says that لَعَلَّهُ كَانَ النِّقَاب بَيْنَهُم مُتَعَارَفًا عِنْدَ الذَّهَابِ إِلَى الْحَرْبِ. Perhaps this is because the veil was a normal trend between them when going to war. Or, rather, in all their journeys to remain safe from their enemies, recognizing them. Some scholars, however, speculate that the Kufis covered themselves with veils when going to fight against Imam Hussein alayhi salam because of their shame in breaking their oaths of allegiance to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So that's why tanaqqaba, they covered their faces. Ummatan tanaqqabat, they were those people who covered their faces with a veil. Because earlier, they had written letters to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, inviting him, showing their support for him. But later, they broke their loyalty. Hence, they were ashamed in encountering Imam alayhi salam. So that's why they covered their heads and faces.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Also, dear listeners, the past tense used in the verb تَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ, also added with ta, signifying the feminine gender affixed to it, refers to the community who did this. So this verse is literally rendered as, may Allah distance from His mercy the ummah who placed veils over their faces. There is also another possibility while we read different versions of Ziyaratul Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً تَنَكَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. Some scholars opine that actually the verb تَنَقَّبَتْ with قَاف rather than نُون is an interpolation of the verb تَنَكَّبَتْ with قَاف after نُون. This refers to placing of bows on shoulders. So the verse literally means, we ask the Almighty Allah to distance from His mercy the community who placed their bows and quivers to combat with you. For example, when it is said, تَنَكَّبَ قَوْسَهُ, it means that he placed his bow on his shoulders. So the past tense verb تَنَكَّبَتْ would mean this ummah, placed their bows and quivers for arrows on their shoulders. This variable meaning, some believe, is in complete harmony with the previous verbs أَسْرَجَتْ and also أَلْجَمَتْ, because all these verbs, three verbs, refer to preparation for a war. That's why some believe that تَنَكَّبَتْ is a better word than تَنَقَّبَتْ in this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. Another noteworthy opinion in this part, which is possible, is that this verse is وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً تَهَيَّأَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. May Allah distance from His mercy the community who got ready to combat with you. This possibility has been a small interpolation in the original text of تَنَقَّبَتْ, which means that the verb means تَهَيَّأَتْ, means they got ready, they prepared themselves. One of the contemporary scholars, Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Shubayri, has tried to establish this view in one of his research papers. So he believes that this is تهيأت. They got ready to combat with you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين